We had some fun yesterday in Why Today Doesn't Suck when Hashim Thabeet's name came up, and Bob asked the question, he's dead, right? And it took us a minute to, and it was just so far out there. I was like, I don't think so, but I'm not sure. We did some research. He is alive at 38. And then Jay did some more research and confirmed he's alive.
That's my job as a producer.
That's right. And I've noticed this happens a lot. Like getting ready for the Colt McCoy interview Friday, I was thinking about Jevon Snead, the other quarterback, and totally forgot he's no longer with us. RIP Jevon Snead.
And I think Bob was thinking of Lorenzen Wright,
yeah,
the former Memphis big man who is no longer
with
us.
Yes, he was murdered.
Yeah.
And there's so many of these that I'm like, man, I haven't heard of this person in a while. Are they with us? Are
at
they
least
not?
Once
no,
a week
Google.
On Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Of course.
At least once a week.
And we did this game about a year ago with Justin where we will get names, present them, and we have to decide, are they dead or alive? So we go to our producer this week, Jay King, to see if we know how many people are still with us. Jay?
Yes, thanks, Bon Jovi. Thank you so much, Mino, Bon Jovi, and
they
Creighton.
They wrote that song for us.
Just for us. It's never been played anywhere else. Well, you guys came up with this idea in the meeting yesterday, and I was thinking on it during the top 10. I was in the parking garage for a full hour after I got off because that's all I could think about.
Yeah.
So you killed an hour in our parking garage.
Yeah. Because it was in my mind. Okay. The AC was on in my car.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no, we're good there.
Were
and
you
I parked down low.
Smoking marijuana.
No, I was in the parking garage. I wasn't even home yet.
You weren't the guy in the elevator yesterday?
No, it smelled so loud in the elevator. Yeah. So, let's start off a little easy, I say. Sean. Tim Curry. Actor from, you might know him with the Rocky Horror Picture Show or It.
I believe Tim Curry's still with us.
Ooh, Mino for the steal.
Sean was right.
Yeah. Tim Curry?
Still alive. At 79.
Yep.
Who am I thinking?
He's very active on social media. That's why I know that.
Really?
Man,
that I didn't know.
That is
know.
A good one.
Yeah, he...
I could have sworn he died 10 years ago.
I don't think he can speak very well. He's in a chair, but he still goes to Comic Cons and stuff, I know. All right.
I'm glad he's still with us.
Former...
Makes me happy.
New Orleans Saints player Steve Gleason.
Oh, no, don't do this. Don't do this. Steve Gleason, the great Steve Gleason, of course, suffers with ALS. Steve Gleason's still with us. Please tell me he's still with us.
Still with us at age 48.
Okay.
Now, Mongo McMichael no longer with us.
No, he's not.
No.
He just passed recently.
I don't like the nickname Mongo.
Yeah. Let me look up a moment. Let's go with Jim Leland, former Detroit Tigers manager.
Oh,
who loves to rip ciggies.
Yeah, he loves to take the lung dart mid-inning. I'm going to say he's still alive.
Alive at 80 years old.
Okay, we're pretty good at this.
Not bad.
Only 80?
Only 80. That's what I thought, too.
Dude, when the Fish won the World Series in 97, he looked like he was bumping up on 70.
He looked old when I was like 10, I think in like 06, 07. Yeah, he was bad.
Damn.
So, I guess keep smoking cigs.
By the way, this is a annual segment. And next year when we do these, we're going to have to see how many of them are still with us.
Ooh. Okay, let's go with actor Tommy Lister Jr., who was Debo in Friday.
Oh, man. I'll say Debo is still around.
I'm going to steal and say he died.
Sean is correct.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, man. What's his name again?
Tommy Lister Jr.
Lister Jr.
Dead at 62 from heart disease in 2020.
And maybe I'm wrong about this. Might have been a GBL bad radio guest back in the day. Not
really?
Totally sure.
Yeah.
Not totally.
Bad radio curse.
He also threw the little thing out the window in the dark night so they couldn't blow the boat up.
Okay.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Tommy Lister Jr.
All right. How about pitcher Bob Gibson? Diamond Talk.
Bob Gibson is still alive.
Bob Gibson's dead.
Dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he passed. I want to say 21 or so, sometime. Ooh,
not bad.
COVID.
2020.
Okay.
He was 84 years old.
A lot of people died in 20.
That's, yeah. That was that was a rough year, too.
Yeah, what was going
rough
on?
Rough couple years.
China.
All right, Mino, this one's for you. Jonathan Taylor Thomas, who is Randy Taylor from Home Improvement.
Don't even try to throw inside on me with Jonathan Taylor Thomas. He is alive. He's doing great.
Where's he been?
He's just being Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Rick
he's not
Moranis-ing
acting.
It?
No, yeah, he's just living his life. He's happy being all 5 foot five of them. He's
getting
retired.
His Home Improvement
he's doing
residuals.
Great.
Didn't the other brothers on that show have some wheels off child actor issues pop up?
Didn't all of them in the '90s at that point.
Yeah, most '90s.
Like one of them
but
had
Jonathan
to.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas actually turned out well. Now he's not doing movies or TV shows.
He does
he's
nothing.
Married.
He's secluded.
I think he has kids.
43.
He's just living his life. 43 years old.
Same age.
Maybe you're Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
That would be something, wouldn't it?
NFL insider Chris Mortensen.
Mort sadly passed away a few years ago.
He did.
Dang.
Last year.
Nope. Oh, wait.
There we go.
Wait, he is dead?
He's dead.
Okay.
72.
Creighton, what's
last year.
This far.
How about Boston Red Sox first baseman Bill Buckner? Famously let that ball go through his legs.
Man. Have not thought about Bill Buckner in a while.
He has a luxurious mustache from when you look up his photo. I said has, yes. From when you look up his photo from the 80s, I said.
I think he's still alive.
I think Bill Buckner died a few years ago.
Bill Buckner dead at 69 in 2019.
Oh, wow. That's how bad. Pre-COVID.
R.I.P.
Bill Buckner.
So wronged.
I know.
I know they, I guess, made up.
04.
I mean.
Many years later.
Almost 20 years later, I suppose.
Actor Lee Thomas Young, and you might know him as Chris Comer from Friday Night Lights. Took over for Booby Miles, colored in his Adidas with black Sharpie. Mm-hmm.
I'll knock you out wearing flip-flops. His black Nikes. What do you say?
It's you.
Oh, is it me?
I think it's you.
I thought it was... Okay.
Oh, he stole that last one, yes. Yeah, so.
Oh, okay. No, he passed.
He did. Dead at 29.
29.
In 2013 from a suey.
Oh, no. I don't like the term suey.
Yeah, let's not.
Let's just call it.
It's nicer.
No, it's not.
It feels a lot nicer. Jerry Sandusky.
Suicide or unalived.
Sandusky is dead.
He is alive.
Oh, he's in prison.
In prison at 81 years old.
He's still, oh my gosh.
Joe Pa's dead, of course.
Joe Pa is dead of a broken heart.
Damn it.
Wow, I did not know Jerry Sandusky's still with us.
Well, I hope
these are tough.
I hope he dies. How about that?
He doesn't have much longer.
Former Chicago Bears cornerback Charles Peanut Tillman. Played from 03 to 2015.
Yeah, he wouldn't be that old if he's passed. Please be with us.
Peanut Tillman, still with us. And is now an FBI agent.
That's badass.
Hell yeah.
Okay, you scared me for a minute, Jay.
Sorry.
I want a documentary on that guy in about 15-20 years.
He's probably
a shutdown corner to an FBI agent.
Well, how about former Broncos running back and Super Bowl winner Ronnie Hillman?
Ronnie Hillman might have passed away. I'm going to say he passed.
He did make dead in 2022 from kidney cancer.
Okay. RIP.
Got a couple more here. How about actress?
Keep going.
I hope I say this right. Toy Trang, who is the Yellow Ranger from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Throwback with the 90s.
Okay, yeah, so we have red flags of 90s actors.
I was just thinking
actresses.
90s shows because I was throwing Home Improvement in there.
Now, I
Friday
know,
Night Lights.
Was she the original?
Why did she have to be the yellow one?
I know.
Why did the black guy have to be the black one?
I know.
There's a lot of questions.
So was she
there.
The original?
Yes.
Yellow Ranger?
Yes. She left around the same time as Jason because they replaced him for Rocky.
I know at least one of them have passed. I think not Jason. I think the White Ranger is now dead.
Jason David Frank, yes.
He is dead. I want to say the Yellow Ranger is still alive.
She is dead.
No.
How many Power Rangers are dead?
She died at 27 in 2001 from a car accident.
Not a Suey.
Yeah, not a Suey.
So is there just two Raiden. Dead Rangers?
There's a lot of dead Power Rangers.
How many?
Like from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers? Yeah, it's just those two. But I think it's just those two. But throughout the whole series, there's a lot who are either in dead or in jail.
Yeah, I think they had like a bunch of trouble, like mentally and financially, and it apparently ruins you.
One of the Red Rangers killed his roommate with a samurai sword a few years back.
That's something.
It's kind of cool.
Jay has a Power Ranger tattoo, by the way.
I was going to say, I didn't know we had such a resource.
Yeah.
Power Rangers knowledge here on the show.
I was named after one. I'm sorry.
You were.
Yeah, why don't you go by Jason then?
Too much. It's a mouthful. I like Jay. Pitcher Sandy Koufax.
Sandy Koufax passed away.
Sandy Koufax is alive and well at 89.
89? Hell yeah, man. Yeah, I would have guessed 20 years ago.
I guess I got him and Bob Gibson confused in my brain.
How about Mean Joe Green?
Oh.
He's with us.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just want to make sure you're up to date on your Mean Green knowledge. Okay.
Also,
never ending.
Great statue outside of the stadium of Mean Joe. One of the better sports statues we have in the Metroplex.
Throwing his jersey to a kid?
No, he's got the Coke bottle.
That'd be cool. Yeah. Now he's just throwing up a blocking type situation.
Baltimore Ravens wide receiver, Jacoby Jones.
Sean?
He passed away.
He did. He passed.
At 40 last year from high blood pressure. Get that checked, folks.
Yep.
And how about Moneyball legend Jeremy Giambi?
Oh. He's probably dead. Steroids.
Suey.
Okay, yes. Steroids leads to...
Not every time.
Mental health issues.
Jason's fine.
Not everyone who's taken steroids has suey'd themselves.
No, stop saying suey'd.
Suey.
We're not the University of Arkansas.
Actor Joe Pesci.